No.
Thank you very much indeed. And we all welcome you to our group. Our mutual friend Sandra Met said that you would be speaking to us tonight.
Wish to speak in your language of today.
Thank you.
I come to you to show you all that the spirit of one long gone can indeed return.
Yes, we believe this implicitly.
I speak to you on the last memory of my time and perhaps I will become a little more accustomed to speaking with you.
Okay. We look forward to hearing what you have to say.
I would like to tell you that some points raised about my death are not so accurate as they may seem.
That doesn't surprise me.
Now, as I return to these vibrations, the memory returns. I must tell you that I have attempted to return before to you some while ago.
Okay.
When I mentioned to you about your seating and I would need more room.
Yes, I remember.
Do you recall?
Yes, and you did ask for a hard seat, didn't you?
Since that time, I have discovered that it is unnecessary. So, let me say how I feel to come back to speak to you.
It would be really wonderful if you can, as I remember you also asking me to stand back from you because you were not used to people being so close.
I indeed did say this to you.
We've been waiting for your return.
I am most grateful for those words. But, of course, you know, it is always for a very good reason.
Yes. Your instrument was very aware of the clothing you used to wear, too.
She will be this time, too.
Good.
But I have tried to modify it for her.
Good.
To make it a little more comfortable.
And you yourself are quite comfortable now, are you, with us?
I am, indeed.
Thank you very much. I shan't interrupt again. We now wait for you to talk as you wish.
I want to say to you that my last day upon this earth is still very vivid in my memory as I return to you. It was a beautiful, bright February day. The sun shone and all intents and purposes, you could feel that spring was around the corner. Are you understanding
yes.
my words?
Yeah, it is very, very clear.
Because it is difficult to gauge for me.
We hear them very clearly indeed.
That is good. I awoke that morning after a very sleepless night because, you see, there was much noise throughout the previous night.
Yes.
I was ready to meet how I would have termed them, my maker. I truly believed myself that I was completely composed. I promised not to shed a tear, that I had to be strong for those who had cared for me in those long, dark days. Dear Jean and Elizabeth, to them I owed so much in those last dark days. I will have to ask you to be patient, because the memory torments me even now.
Of course. You do understand.
I truly believed that I left this plane of existence with goodness in my heart. Even for Polly. How wrong I was. How wrong I was. That when I met my maker, as I would have said in those days, did I discover how much I had loved that gentleman. He was a jailer of hatred. I am sorry to display these emotions. I did not feel I would, but you have to realize that on returning, how painful these memories become.
I can quite understand. They must be a great burden to you.
What I want to say is this. Much has been written about the words I uttered on my last breath. It is said that dear Jane and Elizabeth thought I uttered the words, sweet Jesus. I tell you now that I had been praying as my head lower to the cushion. I prayed earnestly to be taken quickly. As it struck my neck, I was saying, what is we? Yes, we. I am. And so I left behind the earthly torment which had me, changed for so long. No one knew that my sweet, dear little dog was gathered amongst my undersides. How could they know? And this is something else I want you to know. Not only those close to me have no. That, my dear Hanuman, was known to me as Yes,
we shall come. Shall we have with you now?
Yes. And I know it has been written that when I was disrobed, I was sweet people, yea, and because that those who watched, and can you imagine the humiliation to be disrobed in front of so many
of us?
I was dressed intentionally, I must say, in red undergarments. Not to hide the blood, as it has been written, but being a devout Catholic, I wore the colors of the death of Christ.
Yes, I understand.
So I was preparing myself to meet our Savior. But on going there, I was shocked at my own stifled dislike and hatred for some of those who have treated me so badly.
Yes.
I have to tell you also that whatever has been written about Elizabeth, she really did not mean to sign my life away.
Yes, I understand.
This has to be made clear to you. She also was unaware of the treachery of Polly. He was indeed an evil man.
Yes. Have you met him since you have been gone?
I have not. I would not wish to, but I have come to terms and forgiven him all. But I did not meet him face to face. I think you would say is that the words I did not wish. unspoken, they must be forgotten.
Now you can be at peace.
But now I have to tell you why I have come.
Okay.
Because thank you for your help. I am so appreciative of it, and I know you will be rewarded for it. I want to tell you now why this has been important, not the words I have spoken to you, but to tell you that the person that I was then has subsequently returned in another form to your earthly plane. Sally, you met, has told me that he wanted you to realize what he has taught you, that you are more than one.
Yes, indeed.
And whilst I retain the memories of those painful times within that lifetime, that part of me returned for the betterment of others. And so he hopes we all can share this time to know that we are not just one.
Right. You can only hope that this visit of yours will now enable you to forget those memories completely. They can be removed from you.
Yes. For me, this has been most welcome.
You have been here during the day today, I believe, haven't you?
Yes.
Preparing for this.
Yes, and I want you to tell the one I use that she too has been aware today that I have been around preparing for these words.
Come.
Now, I want to say just a few words more before I go.
Yes.
I feel much stronger now.
I'm delighted to hear that. We do hope that our combined love and presence has been of assistance to you.
Yes, indeed. And I want to let you know of the time difference from which I come. We are speaking. Can I give the year to let the others know how long ago I existed here?
Yes, please do.
I am speaking of the year 1587.
Would you to tell my colleagues your name?
Is it unimportant?
Yes, if you would, for them.
I was known as Mary Stuart.
Yes. Queen of Scots.
But I have to be honest and say that truly my heart belonged in France.
In France?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they must not know these facts are well dispatched. I hope that all of you in this time find your world religions much more unusual. That people no longer suffer for their religious beliefs, because truly that is why I was put to death.
Yes. Intolerance.
And because although it grieves me to say, fear of my son James. He loved me in his own way, but he was a weak man. When it came to emotions.
Mm-hmm. And are you together now?
We met when the time came, but soon we parted.
I see. I don't want to revive unhappy memories.
No.
I was just hoping that you might have been happy together.
There has been combining of spirit, but it is not necessary to always be together.
No, I do understand.
He also has since returned. Part of his being has to return for greater strength to overcome those weaknesses within his neck.
I see.
But this is not something for me to speak upon.
No. No, we shall not mention it.
I would like to say I hope I have achieved what I was meant to. And I tell you now that the love I feel for you will help me on my return. And if trouble. Perhaps another time. Perhaps I could return to you.
We can't be strong enough in our wish that you would do that. To say that you would be more than extremely welcome. We hope it will be possible.
I must leave you now, but I think there will be others to say words to you.
Thank you.
And perhaps we will meet another time.
I do hope so.
But you must all realize what a great help you have been to me this time.
We're delighted to hear it. And we do thank you for having made the effort to be with us tonight. It has been a wonderful experience for us.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.